Right, happy Father's Day once again to all fathers. And truly, it has been an amazing journey, especially for me as a father. Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank you once again for the amazing fathers that you have placed in our lives. And truly, Lord, we want to ask that your word continue to encourage us today. As the fathers today faces many challenges that have not been seen before. And truly, Lord, we want to ask that you will continue to grant us your strength and your wisdom as you give us this family that we are to manage and to lead. So, Lord, we pray that you will continue to be with us and guide us through your word. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, as mentioned before, it is indeed an amazing journey for some of us. It is an amazing journey for me, myself. As I promise to update you of what's happening at home. So we want to thank God. Thank you for your prayers. The third one came out. We managed to find a name for him. He's a baby boy. And we have the eldest, Krista Tan. The second one, Christine Tan. And of course, the youngest son is Kristen Tan. All right, so we managed to find a photo and also a name for the baby. And truly, it has been an amazing journey for me. And as you have seen in the video just now, things are happening, right? Things are happening at home where there are struggles. And the baby is trying to win their mom away from the dad, right? And all this is happening in my home, right? It is happening because Christine has always been wanting to pow-pow, you know, pow-pow. And only the mom can pow-pow. Doesn't want the father, doesn't want the grandmother and all this stuff. So there are challenges that fathers today, you know, faces today. And one of the challenge that I believe is that the children may not acknowledge fathers as fathers. This is a photo that was hang on my on our wall in the bedroom. So when we ask Christine, the second one, you know, who are they, right? So she will go, Mama and Uncle. You do recognize that's me, right? Got us a shock. We tried to help her to understand that, you know, that is Papa. I wear specs now, yes. I wear specs then. But this is Father, Papa, right? So incredible fathers. The theme for this year is the incredible dad. You are totally amazing, incredible, right? So as incredible fathers, we pass down our faith. We pass down our faith, not just possessions. The incredible father leaves a legacy for their children. All right. So prayerfully, as she grows up, she recognizes that dad is Papa. So let's turn to our passage this morning. It's taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 78, three different verses, verse 4, 6, and 7. Let me quickly read it to you. This is in NLT version, New Living Translation version. Verse 4, we will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell them, tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. So the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they, in turn, will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. So very quickly, we can go into 3 points. And the first point is that an incredible father teaches the truth. Very simply, very straightforward. We will not hide these truths from our children. An incredible father teaches the truth. Now, the problem today is that not only the children doesn't recognize their father being taking up the role of a father, but many fathers are silent. What are they silent about? They are silent about their faith, leaving their kids to learn about God from the world. We take it for granted in such a way that, you know, as kids grow up, they will hopefully learn it in their Sunday school. They'll hopefully see that, you know, God is alive in them through the teachers, anyone else, but maybe not me. Not as a father. So many fathers are silent about their faith. And we see that there is this call that the scripture has given to all fathers. to all mothers, to every one of us, to be a role model to the next generation. The call for us is that like the Israelites, we must intentionally pass down God's word. So Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, let me read it to you very quickly. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the doorframes of your houses and on your gates. And the essential part is that you must pass down God's word to your children, to the next generation. Now, how can we do that as fathers? For example, a father who reads scripture at dinner, pray together as a family at dinner before having the meal, pray with his kids before they sleep at night, pray before they move out from the house to the respective school and all this stuff. And the most challenging one is to share how God has worked in his life. Fathers now away become fathers, F-A-R-T-H-E-R-S. Fathers are beyond our reach today because simply fathers have certain struggles that we'll go through in a while. So are we being a father? Are we fathering our children in such a way that we are close to them? That they can see our life and know that God is working in our life. So the challenge for fathers today is, what are you hiding? Is there something that you are hiding from your spouse, from your children? Is it your doubts? Is it your past? Or are you revealing God's faithfulness in the family today? Now the second point is that an incredible father shows God's power. Now, this is from the verse earlier that we read just now. The glorious deeds of the Lord about his power and his mighty wonders. So incredible father shows God's power and not just story. We have a lot of Bible story. We have David versus Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den. How about my father? How about my dad? Is my father in the lion's den just like Daniel? Is my father facing the Goliath of his life just like David? Do I see David, Daniel, Jesus in my father? Children need to see God's power in their dad's life. It could be in the form of answered prayer. It could be the form that we as fathers persevere through life. It could be in the form of integrity that the fathers has. You know, what we promise our children, do we carry it out? And it's very important for us as fathers to focus upon testimony. Testimony, how we live our life here on earth. And for some of us, we like to set up dates. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Joshua set up stones of remembrance to help the people under his care to understand and to remember that this is the day that the Lord called them into Canaan. This is the day that God has promised victory over the Israelites. So as fathers, do we have certain milestones in our life, in the family, that says that today is the day that God has provided to my family, through this means, through that means, and let us as a family rejoice? Do we have such a milestone in our home? If your children describe God based solely about in your life, right, what would they say? Do they say that you are a person who is joyful? Do they say that you are a person of faith? Do they see perseverance? Do they see the hope of God in you? Do they see any certain characteristic of God in us? An incredible father shows God's power to the people under their care. Point number three, an incredible father secures their hope. This is found also in verse 7. So each generation should set its hope anew on God. Now the legacy that we have always wanted for our children is that, you know, we hope that they will be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, all this. Or they will earn enough money to sustain their own family. They will be somebody that is powerful, that is famous in the future. For some of us, we may want to set a legacy in such a manner that our children should be somebody in the future. But very easily, we are mistaken, and very easily we are misguided because of the world and its comparison always. The scripture says that our legacy as a father is always in the form of the children who know, who love, and who trust God. Our legacy as a father, as a parent, right, is to have children who love, who know, and who trust God. And as a result of the hope anew in God every day, fathers, when you live and teach faith, your children will have an unshakable foundation that is founded in the rock, Jesus Christ. A father's faith is like a lighthouse. It is steady, it is guiding, and it is pointing the next generation all to Christ. Now, from this very short portion of the scripture, we know the father, the caregiver of the house, the parent of the house, we ought to be like that. We ought to show that our love is one that is from God. We show God's power. We teach us the truth. And ultimately, a father secures their hope in Christ Jesus. But we also have to acknowledge that every father faces challenges. But God's word provides strength, provides hope in the struggle. And here are three common difficulties. And the scripture that brings comfort to us, fathers. So what is the most difficult part of being a father? I believe we speak for all fathers, which is the pressure to provide and the pressure to protect the family from the influence of the world, and for the sustenance and the livelihood of the family. But here we have two different verses that encourage us, fathers especially, to place our trust in Him and to focus back on Him. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33. Therefore, do not be anxious, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. And Psalm chapter 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So as we fathers go through life, we know that there's this pressure of us to provide and to protect our family. And again, it is a great opportunity for us to model after Jesus, to model after the psalmist that says that God is our refuge and strength. So we show that in our troubles, we turn to God and show to our children that God is indeed our refuge and our strength. Now, the second challenge is that the struggle to balance discipline and grace. Now, I'm not sure about you, but definitely for me, I have a two-year-old now. A two-year-old is the one that's really challenging the balance between discipline and grace. How do we exercise discipline? How do we express grace at a certain period of time? For fathers, we want to correct them in love, but sometimes we are fearful of being too harsh or being too permissive. How much is too much? So anger, so frustration, inconsistency in our ways of dealing with our children, all these can create distance. All these can create distance. If you go one far end, they'll be fearful of you. It's very hard for you to touch base with them. If we are too lenient, they will climb all over your head. So the struggle is always to balance discipline and grace. So let's see in Ephesians chapter 4, 6 verse 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Teach them the word of the Lord. Teach them the instruction of the Lord. And of course, the Lord did say that use the rod and staff. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So I've been reading a lot of sharing online that talks about listening to your children, right? Listening to your child. Is there a certain reason why they are throwing tantrum? Is there a certain reason why they are behaving that they are the way that they are behaving, right? So for me, it is very normal for me to be very slow to hear. Straight away, you just want the peace to come back on. So the easiest way is to be angry and to shut up. But scripture says, and this is what we ought to learn, is that we are quick to hear, we need to listen, we need to be slow to speak, and we need to be slow to anger. Listen to your children. Now, God doesn't expect perfection. God does not expect perfection from parents. Parents, mother, father, the caregiver of the family. God doesn't expect perfection. But God does expect a heart that seeks Him. And when fathers fail, grace covers them and God's Spirit helps them parent with wisdom. So again and again, we may fail. As father, as mother, as a caregiver of the family, don't be discouraged. Let today be a good day to start and draw and hold on to God's wisdom and grace. And lastly, the fear of failure and not leaving a godly legacy. This is something similar to what the mothers are facing. You know, am I doing enough? Many fathers are worrying that, you know, am I doing enough? Will my children follow God? And some of our past and present mistakes can haunt us. Haunt us is to such a way that we are immobilized, that we cannot perform the duty as a father and lead the family as God has called us to. So for some of us, we have the fear of failure because we have failed before. And for some of us, we are fearful that we are not doing enough. And my children in the Sunday school, are they behaving well? Are they running all over the place? Are they treating the teacher with respect and all this? All this can burden us and immobilize us as fathers. All this can haunt us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. As fathers, we are weak in God. That is where we can truly expect God's power to be in us, and that we can love with God's love, and we can love our children with God's patience, with the joy that flows through God to us. And a father's legacy isn't built on perfection. Once again, it is a reminder for all of us, but a father's legacy is on pointing kids to Christ. God will honor and redeem our weaknesses, and He will honor our faithful efforts. So fathers, today, you are not alone in the struggle. God fathers the fatherless. God strengthens the weary. As fathers, let us keep leaning on Him, because our labor in the Lord will never be in vain. So for all fathers, let me tell you this. You are still incredible. When it comes to guilt, know that God can use you as a parent in spite of your imperfections. When it comes to fear and worry, know that God is in control. And when it comes to stress, rest in the fact that you are doing the will of God. And the ripple effect of a godly father is this. For fathers, you are not just raising children, you are shaping your grandchildren. You are shaping your great-grandchildren that you may never meet. And for all of us here, even if your earthly father failed you, your heavenly Father offers redemption and a new legacy. So may I just invite all fathers to stand where you are. We want to acknowledge you, and we have a gift for you this morning.